lately about homelessness. I've been thinking about it for a long time, but it's really coming to the fore the last couple of weeks. Partly because I'm running out of money a little quicker than I thought. But lately, the last couple of days, I listened to a podcast about a woman who was a filmmaker, or thought she was, and I couldn't think of any real difference between her and me in terms of our stations in life, except that she got kicked out of her apartment, and for me, technically, that's not supposed to be possible. But that's for later, I guess. But I think about homelessness now because this kiosk stuff I'm doing, those are the folks who seem to engage in it with the most interest. And that makes sense because they're there and this is their space. But I think about how I would handle it if I became homeless myself, and what would I do? And I had moonbeam fantasies about it, that it wouldn't be that bad. And anything that I've ever heard from anybody who seems to know what they're talking about with regard to the matter has said that in New York, at least, it's really not all that bad. They take care of you. I don't know how true that is, because the people who say these things were never homeless themselves. And then the other moonbeam notion I had was that this is just, maybe that's just something I should do as a life experience, is let it happen. Let them come and take everything away from me and kick me out onto the street. But there's such a difference between knowing that it would be coming and not knowing that it would be coming. I think also about homelessness when I'm doing this, when I'm talking on a payphone, because people look at me and I wonder what they're thinking. Why would they give me a second thought or a second look if they weren't thinking something about the fact that I'm doing this? But I notice those stares more when I'm using those kiosks. People look at me and I can tell what they're thinking. They're thinking he's poor. They're thinking he's a crusty. Or they're thinking he's crazy, he's a bum, he's lost his mind. They may be right about that last one, but at any rate, the way people look at you, it's whether you become successful or whether you become a failure. I think there's a lot to be said for the way people look at you and the way they make you feel, contributing to where you go and what becomes of you. Some people move with the flow. They let themselves be set up as the leader, when really that's all they do, is let that happen to them, because most people don't want that. Most people don't want to be put in a vulnerable position that might jeopardize everything they've ever had. A friend of mine once said that travel isn't so much about seeing things, or it isn't just about seeing things, it's about being seen. And nowadays, when I'm on a payphone, I feel like I'm being seen. And when I'm on a Link NYC kiosk, I feel like I'm being seen. But that transaction of seeing something or being seen has been beguiling to me more and more. Because there's no record of it. There's no evidence of the transaction. I see you, you see me. We move on, we don't know each other. And there's nothing to show for that momentary interaction. And anytime I hear it, it's really starting to bother me whenever I hear somebody say that, let me see that, or I didn't see that, or where can I see that? So they see it and they react accordingly, or they expand on whatever concept or object they just saw. But how do I really know what they saw? Anything is open to interpretation. But the podcast again, the woman was talking about how she wanted, she was a filmmaker, but even when you're not making any money, even when no jobs are coming in, you have to have the stuff to be ready when something does come in. And she was talking about you have to have decent clothing for if you are going to be standing up in front of people, you got to look good, you got to take care of your, she had to take care of her hair and makeup, that kind of stuff. And on my end, that's all true. I have a web server that costs about half what I make every month from it. And that never used to be true. The web server used to be a trivial expense. But I got to keep it there for whenever something big happens, which has happened many, many times. So I got to pay for this stuff as if I'm making money, even when I'm not. I mean, I'm investing in a failing business, is how I've been looking at it. And you got to have the right gear to make the highest quality production if you're going to be in a position to do that. You got to have the right software and the right resources if any or another kind of work comes in. And another similarity between myself and this woman was that, not a similarity, but this is a scenario on my horizon, is that she went home to live with her sister, and they're in their 50s, and they didn't ever really get along. That's not true of my sister and me, but that scenario of having to go back home like that makes me feel like I'm drowning, but it could happen. Or I could stay here and be homeless and just let that happen too. Well, I think about it more, and as I ask myself a lot of questions. What would I bring if everything fell out from underneath me right now? What would I put in my go bag? And what bag would that be? I guess it would be the big slap of bag that I got a couple of years ago. And which I'm going to start carrying again once the weather finally stays decent. But what would I have on me that I fundamentally could not live without? Assuming I could still pay some bills for regular expenses like the phone and whatnot, but the phone would be number one, I suppose, and maybe the big tablet and a keyboard, if I could remember which one actually worked. I'd bring the wild thing with me. I'd bring a small bottle of water and